Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, River Talk 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM. A River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5 to get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. You can also hear me on the River Talk Radio Network, which now includes yet another radio station, 94.9, including 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430, five different radio station signals with the River Talk Radio Network. And again, download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5 Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. Very special guest here in studio, Carly Dittmar. She is a citizen journalist in the best sense of the word. The Fulton Flash, not the Flasher, just the Fulton Flash. And she has been covering the issues here with the homeless encampment, and really remarkable pictures and remarkable information, putting the local reporters here to shame. No question about it. Later on, the Belmont Buzz, Rob Spruill is going to be joining us about this bizarre policy with mass gatherings. I don't understand what prompted this, and why we need this, and how it could affect marriages and other, you know, ceremonies and all that. It's just that it's the weirdest damn thing. Anyway, Rob Spruill is going to be joining us. We already had Lou Vargo on, director of Wheeling, Ohio County Homeland Security Emergency Management Agency. And as of this morning, still no major disaster declaration. They have it for Texas almost immediately, as it should be, and that's fine. But why not us? I'll be talking about that later on this morning as well. Again, download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. So, Carly Dittmar, the Fulton Flash, you went to the encampment. By the way, the background noise that you are hearing now is our air conditioning unit in the lobby. We had to open the door. It's not your radio. It's not the app. We had to open the door because there's no air conditioning here in our state-of-the-art studio. So we've opened the door. There's an air conditioning unit in the lobby. My guest is sweating, and although you glow, you really more glow than you sweat, but that's the noise that you're hearing in the background here. It's not your phone, it's not the app, it's our air conditioning unit in the lobby. We had to have the door open so she would not pass out. You've got a defibrillator, right?
I'm good to go.
Okay, well, you better be, because I'm not giving you mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. I like you. I don't like you that much. Anyway, so Carly Dittmar, so you're there at the homeless... I'm kidding,
I know.
You're at the homeless shelter. Not the homeless shelter, at the encampment, excuse me. And we're taking pictures. And first, tell us about the pictures and then the incident with the one homeless person.
Well, I took the pictures, and like I said, there was another citizen that wanted to see the camp they've heard so much about. And when I first walked in, this group has always been great, very friendly.
Wait, the group at the homeless people?
At the camp. Because they've seen me, they know me, they talk to me. They know I'm not down there for, you know, any trouble or anything.
And you take pictures of their facilities and you post them all over the place.
Yes, and I ask them, please turn your head. I don't want to be accused of, you know, taking anybody's pictures.
Even
you know.
Though it's public property and
exactly,
all that.
Exactly, exactly.
Got it. So, have they seen these pictures?
Has who seen
the homeless? Have the homeless seen these pictures?
I don't
and
know
what kind
how
of
they would, but according to a person that wrote an article from WTRF, DK Wright, Susan Hagen.
Yeah.
I don't know what she has to do. She went from the 19th hole to the Windsor Motel, and now she's supposed to be working with them, but she's not on the board. But she put... Matter of fact, I've got it. She said, when this person goes down and takes pictures, it just humiliates them and it causes hatred.
Susan Hagen said that?
Yes.
Why would she say that?
Well, she had a meeting, supposedly, with the homeless people, and this is what she said. Now, first of all, I was ready to leave the camp, and the young woman said, wait a minute.
A homeless person?
A homeless person that sees me every... She's always there. She said, I want you to take a picture of our porta-johns. And I said, honey, here's my camera. I could smell them from where it was.
Yeah.
Take the pictures.
Yeah.
I could barely look at them, the pictures.
But you posted some of them.
But I posted them. Oh, yeah.
Really,
but anyway.
Really disgusting.
So this Susan Hagen goes, after she talked to these people, supposedly, this is what the homeless said. They say the city has been good in providing services like port-a-johns and trash hauling.
Is that true?
So I said, I snapshot this, posted it, and said, here's the pictures of the port-a-johns. Why would that young girl say, wait, take a picture of these. We don't even have toilet paper here.
Oh, God. Oh.
These port-a-johns are so full that if you would squat your butt down on them.
And who owns
this is
the,
what you're going to sit on.
Oh, dear God. And who owns the port-a-johns or who's...
I don't know what company, but when I see the one that goes across the street now for the ball field, they moved it. I'm going to ask them if they are responsible for doing the other.
Because I'm wondering, is this... Because I don't want to accuse a company of anything that it's really not its fault. Is this actually the fault of the city? Who puts the port-a-johns there? Is it the city?
She said the city has been good.
Well, then it's the city. Well, then it's the city. It's Susan Hagen.
Well,
she should
be cleaning. The city anyway.
She should be clean. Susan Hagen should be cleaning the port-a-johns or have someone clean them for her.
Dimitri, this is my point.
Yeah.
The only time these people know anything that's going on down there is right after I post pictures.
Yes.
Then so I left a message with DK, and I said, you put in this article that someone takes pictures down there and humiliates these people, and it causes hatred. I said, DK, that someone is me. And before you write articles like this, you need to get the other side of the story.
That's called Journalism 101.
No phone calls.
It doesn't happen here. It does not happen here in the Valley. No Journalism 101. It's the truth. You know it's the truth. You know it's the truth. So, but it's Susan, to be clear and to be fair to both sides, it's Susan Hagen who is making, you're saying it's Susan Hagen who made the
accusation.
Let me finish the question before you answer
the article.
You're making me nuts. You are saying that it's Susan Hagen is the one who is claiming you're embarrassing the homeless, you're humiliating the homeless. It's not DK Wright. She's just Hagen is saying
right.
this. All right, it's good. You've got to be clear here. That's Journalism 101 here.
Oh, okay.
Citizen journalist, Fulton Flash.
Well, see, I'm still in training.
Well, stick with me. I can help you with all of this stuff. But your courage is unbelievable. It really is. Your motivation is absolutely unbelievable. I'd hire you to be a reporter here if I had... Well, if I own the station and all that.
Well, Dimitri, this is inhumane. These people act like they're caring for these individuals.
When you say these people, you mean the city?
The city and all these organizations that say, so I understand that the city council said they don't know what to do with them.
Yeah.
Ben Seidler said 2 years ago, we spent too much time and too much money. It's not working.
City council.
The city council.
Right.
Now, after this,
yeah.
We don't know what to do. Well, who did I introduce them to? Dr. Norman Wood.
Who I've had on because of
yes.
you. Thank
I
you.
Wanted him to speak in front of city council. They talked to him behind closed doors.
What is wrong with these people?
They don't want to solve this problem.
Yeah.
So guess what? I heard we're going to have another town hall, which means a packed building with, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. They just said it's getting worse.
Yep.
The same people are going to say, and then you've got this.
Right. Well, so that we say it's getting worse. It is the homeless people are the ones who are saying it's getting worse, right?
The city council said it's getting worse.
All right. Did the homeless also say that? I don't want to put words in their mouth.
Well, when a girl tells you to look at this
yeah.
and walks around the camp with you, there's a barrel there, a water barrel,
yeah.
like a water tank. There's a hose connected to it. The last time, remember, they said my pictures were because of the fire. Had nothing to do with the fire.
Right.
This time they said it's because of the rain. That hose sticks out there. They have to get their water from that hose, and they have to shower outside with that hose.
Oh, no.
There's mosquitoes, flies. That young girl said, I don't get in there. Guess where she goes to shower?
I'm afraid to ask.
Yeah, in the creek.
Oh, no.
I said, honey.
Oh.
They said a year and a half ago. That's toxic.
Yes.
Now, I understand.
Do you think she's telling the truth?
Oh, me? Yeah. Well, look at the port-a-johns.
Well, no, I understand that. But do you think she's telling the truth about actually washing in the creek, or is that for your benefit?
Oh, no. What reason does this girl have to lie?
I don't know. I'm just asking.
When you go over there and look, that's a mud hole there.
Yeah.
When you have a mud hole, what do you have?
Mud.
You have flies, you have fleas, you have bees, you have mosquitoes.
Oh, dear God. So what else? What other pictures did you take? What else jumped out at you with the homeless encampment this time?
The junk. There's piles and piles of junk. There's grocery carts there.
Grocery carts?
Yeah, I wondered.
You're not supposed to take those from Kroger.
Well, you see, I see them wandering the streets during the daytime hours, okay?
Yeah.
What they're doing is looking through the neighborhood. And then at night, out come the grocery carts, and they fill them up. What do they fill them up with? More junk.
Are you saying that they steal from people's properties? Is that what you're...
Well, Dimitri, if you would see the things that they've got there, I wish I could get to these pictures anyway. It's piles of junk everywhere. What was the question you asked me?
Are you making the accusation?
Yes, because they take off with the carts and they come back with them full. Every time I'm there, I've seen the same man with the same wheelbarrow and he's hauling in more junk. And they just pile it on top of the other junk.
You reported to the police.
I was told that when I posted the last pictures, that there were a lot of things in here that were reported stolen. There's your grocery carts. I have
are pictures. Are they Kroger carts?
They're Kroger, yes.
Wow.
See them all?
Yeah. If I'm the manager at Kroger, I'm going over there taking every one of my carts back. Every one.
Okay, we already saw that.
I talk tough when I'm here at the microphone. Yeah. Very easy to talk tough.
Here. And you can see these are people's porch flowers. They're not purchasing flowers with no money at the Kroger store. There's a bunch of, if you've lost any, fishing poles.
Good Lord. You know, when they came up with this idea, this encampment, there was no reference to anybody managing it. So what I don't know if I told you this or not, but I did this on the air.
I don't think so.
I reached out in writing to the city, to Bob Heron and to Michelle Rajanis. By the way, have you seen her shoes? Did you see her 4th of July shoes?
I didn't see her 4th of July shoes, but yeah, we all love her shoes.
Oh, the 4th of July shoes are just the best. Oh, my God, were they great. Anyway, so where was I? Focus. All right. So I reached out to them in writing and said, I'd like to apply to be the manager of the homeless encampment. Now, you might think, well, this is a big, stupid goof. I'm a talk show host.
Well, yes. You mentioned that to the girls that were here after me the last time, remember?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. But I also had worked in the shopping center business, the mall business. I was a marketing director for 4 years, a major, major shopping center in Florida. And so I'm used to tenants. I'm used to leases, I'm used to lease restrictions and all this other basic stuff. And I said, look, I'd like to apply to be the manager because I would make it just like you were coming into a hotel.
Right.
I would have a picture ID. If you don't have a picture ID, I would take your picture. I'd say, okay, what's your name? Front, side, and front and side, whatever. Oh, what are you bringing with you? All the stuff. We're going to document everything.
They call that Big Brother.
It's called running a hotel or a shopping center. This is what you do in the real world.
You don't know what these people even have in their pockets.
All the more reason to find out. But anyway, the bottom line is I reached out to them, and I said, I'd like to apply. I think I could do a good job. I know it'd be a lot tighter, a lot cleaner. This isn't hard. And also what I would do is I would have the police with their drug-sniffing dogs walk through the homeless shelter, the encampment, all the time to send a message, no drugs here. Absolutely no drugs here. And the city said to me, well, we're not going to pay for any of this. It's up to the different homeless advocates to come up with something to manage the camp.
But
I thought
Dimitri,
to myself, you've got to be kidding me.
These are the people that choose to be outside because of their addictions.
I understood. But you still need to have it be managed properly. And the city said, we're not going to manage it. Some of these homeless supposed advocates, are supposed to manage.
Supposed.
And not one of them did.
No.
Not one of them
did.
And
we're going to have another town hall, and they're going to say they're going to do
thing.
It again.
Same
when
thing.
They have Dr. What do we do? Dr. Norman Wood, go to the Capitol with him and see Morrissey. Morrissey's going to work with him.
Excellent.
Has anybody suggested that?
Me.
Free help.
Yeah.
I did.
You gave me Dr.
Norman Wood's name.
Absolutely. He's a great guy. Absolutely a great guy.
He is. Fantastic.
But and I'll bet you the other thing they're going to have at this latest get-together is, one of the phrases they love using is the homeless falling through the cracks. They always are falling through the cracks.
They're allowing them to fall through the cracks.
Absolutely. And nothing changes.
And they don't want it to.
Because?
Because it's a moneymaker. That's why.
More with our very special guest, Carly Dittmar, a citizen journalist from Fulton, the Fulton Flash, we call her. And we'll be talking more about what she has discovered. She's got so many notes here, we can't even get to all of these notes. Don't forget, download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. You get Dimitri live and dangerously local, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays from 7 to 9 a.m.